destination lies a manifestation. The Underground Editions today. Bill Everett and Celtica. Bill Everett and Celtica. Bill Everett and Celtica. Bill Everett.
In a world made of plastic, you want yours made of gold. Your morals are elastic, how much then for your soul? Your wants are not the matter, demands I can meet. Their dreams I can shatter, lay them down at your feet.
Your pain is not the issue.
What you wanna be in my eternity? Your words, they're in hollow. Your acts speak for themselves. It's easy to follow when you don't think for yourself. This dance is so amusing, a dance made just for fools. The lessons you're missing.
Something Picasso and My Eternity. So, this outfit call a little home studio just outside Dayton, Ohio, their musical ground zero. They blend the feel of classic rock with threads and sprinkles of the modern and alternative worlds. In their best dreams, they would have been the rock and roll love child of Tom Petty and Collective Soul, and have been creating and releasing music since 2006, with all their material available on all the major outlets. Through the years, they have found themselves at the top of the SoundClick Rock and Rock General charts 8 times, and have hit the top 10 on the Indie Radio Alliance charts 3 times. You can find them on open.spotify.com, YouTube, Apple Music and Pandora, plus all the major streaming platforms. Hello again, thanks very much for tuning in. This is Bill Everett here with the Celtica Radio Underground Edition, online, on your mobile, tablet and smart speaker. And in this update, as well as hearing some great new music and information about the artists, we also have the urban legend of The Echo of a Crime by Jesse Adelaide Middleton, read for us by John Grierson. And in our Who Said This, I'd like to know who said this. A friend is a second self. So who do you think said that? I'll give that to you again, shall I? A friend is a second self. So, any idea? I'll give you the answer at the end of the show. And music-wise, we have tracks from Absolute Phase, Joyce V. Harrison and Joseph Wooten, Chase Emery Davis, Graham New with Sky Diva, a brand new release from Sweet Arrow, and in a moment, John Scott.
the fastest way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services design and host bespoke websites for businesses and individuals. Professional websites start from just £100 with no hidden extras. Log on to find out more at islandwebservices.co.uk.
Standing alone on the edge of the world, wondering how we can build a better world. Are there the someone just needing a hand? Reach out your hand, hold up your hand. All stand together now. Together, 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 stand together now. Oh, together now. Together, 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 stand together now. Moving around.
Celtica Radio.
I
yours, your senorita girl. You'll know I would never leave you, girl. But you preferred your lying, cheating girl. Her tap doesn't need a cap, she's got you on top. You can have your pay. You know what JT says. What goes around comes back around. What goes around comes back around. I'm mean to make a scene, cause I'm extra as hell. I'm a drama queen, you won't fight for me. I'll have to do it myself, but I'm sure paying for your love. So send me a bill. If karma doesn't hit you first, then I bloody will. We can speculate that God might be a woman, and while sins may be forgiven, you got a lot to take to confession. I like to think the devil is a girl as well. Honey, be careful, we got it covered in hell. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, I mean to make a scene, cause I'm extra as hell. I'm a drama queen, you won't fight for me. To do it myself, but I'm sure paying for your love. So send me a bill. If karma doesn't hit you first, then I bloody will. Can you hear that? Karma is calling. Better pick it up if she gives no warning. You're stalling. It won't be better in the morning. Just sleep on it. Trust me, honey. Karma is haunting you. And keeping promises is up for review. When we're part of the youth, where lies a new truth. Gotta find someone to pick you up before the current life falls through. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, I mean to make a scene, cause I'm mixture as hell. I'm a drama queen, you won't fight for me. I'll have to do it myself, but I'm still paying for your love. So send me a bill. If karma doesn't hit you first, then I bloody will. Can you hear that? Karma is calling. Better pick it up if she gives no warning. You're stalling. It won't be better in the morning. Just sleep on it. Trust me, honey. Karma is haunting you. And keeping promises is up for review. When we're part of the youth, where lies a new truth. Gotta find someone to pick you up before the current life falls through.
Karma from Rhea. A female singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from southwest London. Never one to sit idly, Rhea is also currently studying medicine, as well as working as a bartender and a part-time model. She is featured in ads and music videos, the most memorable being Boasty by Wiley, Stefan, Don and Sean Paul, and I Don't Know You by Craig David featuring Bastille. You can find her on Instagram and at Indiegora, and Twitter and Facebook under Rhea Sounds. And we also heard John Scott with S2G, Stand Together. John's style fuses great African rhythms, jazz, rock, pop and soul. He's an independent and experienced performer who's appeared at various clubs and festivals in England, Africa and the US, as well as on stage in musical theatre. Okay then, time for another go-ra. Who said this? So who do you think said this? A friend is a second self. Now, who do you think said that? I'll give it to you again. A friend is a second self. You'll get the answer at the end of the show. This is the Underground Edition with Bill Everett, and shortly, the Ben Reel Band.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
The limited edition Smith Rossi Hybrid is out now. You may pass it as you drive to work today. It's the perfect mix of British know-how and Italian style with a slightly larger than normal chassis. It was at the Isle of Man TT races in June. It's sort of beige but goes red easily. It sometimes leaves the loo seat up, but it does bring its wife flowers every Friday. It's called Adam. Do look out for it on the road. Think bike. Think biker. Think Adam.
Celtic Radio.
Saw you on the street just the other day. To you, might as well have been a million miles away. Your hair flowing long, touched my skin as you passed me by. Sent a shiver down my spine, you know it nearly blew my mind. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. Just waiting for you. Seen this girl on the street just the other day. She looked into my eyes, nearly took my breath away. She could be my soulmate, the one that shared the rest of my life. But we passed like two strangers, like two ships in the night. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. Just waiting for you. Just waiting for you. Fill me up with a feed a drink. When you're lonely in the dark at night, you got too much time to think. You're in a bar, same old face, the same old tunes playing every night. Some people like it like that, but tonight I've gotta change my life. I can't stand here forever waiting. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. I can't stand here forever waiting for you. Just waiting for you. Waiting for you. Slip away. I'll let you off my line. But you ain't gonna get away next time.
The Ben Reel Band with Waiting For You. This group hails from Silverbridge in County Armagh, and it was against the backdrop of the Troubles in Northern Ireland that music became Ben's way out. He first picked up the guitar when he was 13 years old, and his first musical adventure began when he formed the now legendary band Trim the Velvet. After achieving significant success and a very loyal following, the band went their separate ways and Ben started recording and touring as a solo artist. To date, he has completed a number of studio recordings, so check him out. But now, here's a brand new track by the Melbourne-based duo Sweet Arrow. Xavier Dears is on lead and backing vocals, plus drums and percussion, and Nathan Tamburos is also on lead, rhythm and bass guitars. Their musical journey began in 2015, getting together just for fun of jamming, both using the healing power of music to help recover from the personal challenges they were facing at the time. They soon discovered that they had a musical chemistry, as Xavier was inspired to write lyrics to Nathan's infectious guitar riffs and rhythms. In 2020, they released their debut studio album, Whatever It Takes, and they're at sweetarrow2.bandzoogle.com. So the sweetarrow2.bandzoogle.com. And this is their latest release, which is called Hold On.
CelticaRadio.com.
Never Gonna Let You Go from Panafonic, who are a longtime staple of Philadelphia's indie rock scene. Tom Lugo leads the band with his dark, heartfelt, edgy songs and productions that are at the core of Panafonic. He's also known in the underground circuit for the festivals, shows, tours, and constant work that he does to further the scene on the east coast of the US and abroad. Tom is also the owner of the independent record label Pat Etico Records and the mastermind behind the Pop Nose Festival, as well as being involved in a variety of other musical projects. You can find them at Panafonic, that's Panophonic, Panafonic.com, and on social media. In a jiffy, Graham New with Sky Diva.
From Kianity in Finland to Hobart, Tasmania, from Wasilla, Alaska to Sapporo, Japan, and all access through an iPhone from all over the world. Whatever the operating system of your mobile phone, whether it's Android, Windows, or BlackBerry, listening to Celtica Radio is now easier than ever. Just go to our website at CelticaRadio.com and click on the mobile link and download the app for free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Celtica Radio, hot station. Mobile music.
I was only 18 when I signed up. A boy of 20 when I joined Bomber Command. The RAF was like a family to me. There was a lot of banter, a way of covering up over the horror, I think. We all had friends who didn't come back.
If the RAF has played a meaningful part in your life, you might like to consider doing something in return, like putting a gift in your will to the RAF Benevolent Fund. Call us free on 0800 198 2400. That's 0800 198 2400.
Some guys are okay with settling. Other guys just want to do things right. That's why they use Gold Bond Men's Lotion with intensive moisturizers and skin-strengthening proteins. For skin that looks and feels good, don't settle. Go for the Gold Bond. You work for the sweat. You respect the sweat and never regret the sweat. You've got Gold Bond Powder. Fights wetness, odor, and relieves itch. Keeps you feeling fresh, cool, and clean. Gold Bond. Respect the sweat.
Use as directed.
This is Celtica Radio, broadcasting online and on digital wireless. We're also available on the mobile phone network, plus on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day. www.celticaradio.com.
Deliver it.
motion sickness in or out of made up manipulated spirit. Diverted traffic, there are better times to rest one's eyes than when driving down the motorway. The
Sky Diva and Nowhere Feeling. The band are from Sheffield, originally formed as a folk duo by brothers Graham and Andy New. Various members came and went until Paul Ponder arrived on drums. The band play all their own material. Sky Diva's principal songwriter and lead singer is Graham, of course, who brings life stories and memories through a catalogue of his songs. The band have played live at the Cavern, the Boardwalk, Barfly, Sheffield and London, the Edinburgh Festival, Band on the Wall, Manchester and many more. And their influences include all the areas of the music world. Some are Pink Floyd, Metallica, Mercury, Rev, Nick Drake, John Martin, and not to mention David Bowie and Cockney Rebel, of course. Okay then, time for another go at Who Said This. So who do you think said this? A friend is a second self. I'll give that to you again, shall I? A friend is a second self. Still no idea? And I'll tell you at the end of the show. But now it's time for our urban legend, which is called The Echo of a Crime, which was written by Jesse Adelaide Middleton and is read for us by John Grierson.
The editor of a well-known London paper who tells this story was not in the least of a nervous temperament, but he considers it, in the light of subsequent events, a very curious one all the same. Last year, he said, I went down to Rugeley in Staffordshire to look at some rooms in the town with the idea of spending a holiday in a beautiful district of which I'd seen little since my boyhood. I stayed at a certain hotel which I'd known all my life, and after looking at several places with that holiday in mind, I was very tired, so I dined and went to bed early. I remember it was about 10 o'clock. Very soon afterwards, I was awakened by hearing extraordinary sounds, apparently in the room. They appeared to be what I can only call creakings or tickings, and since one end of the room was obviously a wooden partition papered over, at first I explained them to myself as the creakings of the boards it was made of. But the sounds came from all quarters, so I was puzzled and rather annoyed. I got out of bed, and there was no need to get a light, since the room was fairly well illuminated by a big street lamp outside, and I looked around. The sounds ceased at once, and although rather mystified, I returned to bed and fell asleep. I was again awakened two or three times, but each time dropped off to sleep again. But I was woken once more by a sound which I can only describe as that of two or three excited children rushing upstairs past my door, preceded by a dog. The door was not locked, and I heard distinctly the pit-pat of the dog's feet. A moment after the cavalcade passed, I heard a door in the distance bang loudly. It was then midnight exactly, because I heard a church clock outside strike the hour. I realized that the sounds were somehow different from those that would be made by real people and a real dog. Their footsteps just were not real footsteps. There was a difference which I can't describe. I looked out on the landing, walked up and down, and checked the corridor down which the feet had hurried. There was not a sound, and the house was in darkness. Much puzzled, I returned to bed and soon dropped off to sleep again, but several times more I heard those creakings and tickings. In fact, it was a distinctly uncomfortable night. I was in no way frightened or alarmed, and I've often thought I'd like to sleep in the same room again by way of experiment. About a week later, I was talking to a lady I know who knows Rugeley extremely well, and in the course of conversation, I told her of my night at the hotel. She seemed very interested, and when I'd finished, she said, It's very curious. Please, describe the room. I did so. And then she replied, Why, that's the room where Palmer poisoned Cook. Impossible, I said. That crime took place in another house altogether, the Talbot. I've known Rugeley since I was a boy, and I'm quite sure it was called the Talbot. Besides, one of the houses I looked at in Rugeley had originally been an inn called the Talbot. When I was going over it, I said to the lady who was living there, Palmer kept his racing stud here, didn't he? And she said, Yes, those stables you see in the yard. I have a friend whose father had sat on the coroner's jury that inquired into the death of Cook, and he confirmed her belief without the slightest hesitation, having a clear recollection of every detail of the trial and having known the hotel intimately all his life. Now, this puzzled me very much, because I remembered the Talbot Hotel at Rugeley when I was a boy, and I was always hearing that Palmer had kept his racing stud in its stables. But then I discovered that there had been two distinct Talbots, the Talbot Arms and the Talbot Inn. The Talbot Inn was disestablished not so very long ago and turned into the house I'd looked over. And the name of the other inn had been changed when, subsequently to Palmer's crimes, Earl Talbot proved his title to the Earldom of Shrewsbury. Therefore, it was in the hotel where I'd slept that Palmer had poisoned Cook, and my friend's father was perfectly right. Of this, I had known nothing. But still, there was a further complication as to the size of the room. In the reports of the trial, which I looked up, Cook's room was described as a very large one, with a fireplace. My room was rather small and had no fireplace. unless it had been concealed behind a great wardrobe, so again I concluded that my informant must have been mistaken. But wrong again. Some further inquiry showed that, as a matter of fact, the room was the one in which the crime had been committed, but it had since been divided into two. The window looked right across the street into another house, which is now altered or pulled down. The odd part of the affair was that when I slept in the room, I'd been quite convinced that the crime had taken place in a totally different inn, so I had no predisposition to see or hear anything. I saw nothing, it's true, but I heard and experienced quite enough to convince me there was something decidedly uncanny about that room.
From the New York-born, tall, blue-eyed, British-American classical crossover singer, songwriter, film composer, actor and poet, Chase Emery Davis. Sounds like a clever fella, doesn't he? Chase is a British baritone singer, songwriter and blends indie, rock, soul, R&B and other genres into a lush, emotive set of songs about love and hope. His soulful, haunting voice is a refreshing addition to the classical crossover world. He's on Facebook and Twitter and at chase-emery-davis.com. Okay, then. I asked this question a little earlier. Who said this? A friend is a second self. So who do you think said that? I'll give that to you one more time. A friend is a second self. Still haven't got it? And I'll tell you after we've heard from Joyce V. Harrison and Joseph Wooten.
To help explain how fast it is to make Bob Evans original mashed potatoes, here are a few things you'll never need again. 1. A potato peeler. What is this, the Navy? 2. Grandma's recipe. She's gonna be so mad. 3. Patience. What's that? Because Bob Evans original mashed potatoes are made with whole milk, real butter, and are ready in just 6 minutes. For rich, homemade taste for the whole family, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm fresh goodness, full of flavor.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
There are many things a mother can pass on to her baby. Her smile, her eye color, and her immunity to whooping cough. Whooping cough is a very dangerous illness for young babies. And at the moment, it's spreading fast. A simple vaccination during your pregnancy can help to protect your baby in their first weeks. Please speak to your GP, nurse, or healthcare professional and pass on your immunity.
Tune into the Language of Heaven, presented by Gareth Wynne-Jones on the Celtica Radio Mix Cloud option. And listen to Seven Stars, featuring seven well-known Welsh language acts. Hence the name, alongside some of the newest artists to join the Celtica Radio playlist. So that's Seven Stars with myself, Gareth Wynne-Jones. We'll be delighted to have your company every month on the Celtica Radio Mixcloud option.
Celtica, Celtica Radio.
Joyce V. Harrison and Joseph Wootton with Love Groove. Joyce is a longtime non-performing songwriter and a voting member of the Grammys and the Songwriters Guild of America. So, if you're a solo artist or a band and would like to use her music, you can find her online at soundcloud.com/Joyce on the Keys, where she writes in a variety of genres. Joyce originally comes from Northern Canada and started out in broadcasting, radio and TV, then went on to work as a copywriter in ad agencies, primarily in Chicago and later Nashville. Now, I asked this question at the beginning of the show. Who said this? A friend is a second self. So who do you think said that? I'll give that you one more time. A friend is a second self. Still no idea? Well, this one goes back a bit because it was by Aristotle, the famous Greek critic, philosopher, physicist and zoologist. We're going to play out now with Control by Absolute Phase. They were formed in 2019 and have opened for national acts such as Otherwise and Spoken, along with playing shows at well-known venues such as the Cubby Bear, Base Camp, the Q Bar, Arcadia Theatre and more. The band also hit almost 100,000 plays on Spotify, and you can find them at absolute-phase.com and on social media. Before I go offline, I'd like to thank John Grierson for reading The Urban Legend. And remember, if you like any of the music you've heard in this show or on any of the other programs here on the station, check the artists out on their various websites and go and buy their music. But that is your lot from me. And don't forget, if you'd like to contact us about anything you've heard in this program, then please do. My address is bill@celticaradio.com. That's bill@celticaradio.com. So for the moment from me, Bill Everett, wherever you're listening in the world, good night. Good morning, good evening.
The Underground Edition.
Love. Then I let go, so I can finally